Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue. Oh,
did you ever see the movie Fool's Gold with Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah.
That's where, you know, when they, at the end, it's not a great film, but I watch it every time it's on television.
I thought it was better than most people
thought.
Thank
you.
It was a decent movie.
It's not great. But that's where I you know, when he has to take control of the plane at the end. I mean, there are enough movies telling you not to jerk the thing that we should all be able to at least land.
I'm not going to touch
that.
Come on!
Come on!
I'm just going to move on here this afternoon. This is a family program. But I agree with you, Sue.
Yeah. I mean, it's the movies. They're saving us all. By the way, my vacation was good. Thank you all for covering.
Sue, your pictures were breathtaking.
Oh, thanks, Fred.
Don't send them to me again when I'm at work.
I was very jealous.
It was beautiful weather. I got to see a manatee, some dolphins, and that's really all I need out of life. That and a beach. And we went to a place where Tucker Carlson has been seen before at the Gasparilla Inn, but he was not there then, which I was happy about because I had beach hair.
And what did you have for breakfast?
Lobster scrambled eggs.
That sounds delicious.
You're so good.
That's pretty fancy. You probably had that at the Tucker Carlson place,
right? Yeah, I
did.
But it's breakfast. That way you don't spend as much as if you go to dinner. Can you imagine if I got something fancy at dinner? Good grief. Okay, 156 years ago, Congress authorized minting the nickel 5-cent piece to replace the smaller silver piece known as the half dime. Did you know we ever had the half dime?
I never knew we had the half dime.
I never did either. So that was 156 years ago on this day that they brought forth the nickel. Otherwise, to replace the half dime.
Wait, how could we not know there was a half
dime?
That doesn't seem
right. I read this morning. Every time I read one of these and I've never heard of it, I think, well, I'm doing that because is it just me? Is it me? No, you've never heard of it either. And on this date in history, 56 years ago, the Beach Boys released their masterpiece album, Pet Sounds.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Great stuff.
I tell you what, I love this album so much, I can't even stand it. This song and God Only Knows. And if you really want to feel old, older than that, I've already made Fred feel old. Let me tell you that it was this day, 36 years ago, in 1986, that Top Gun was released. 36 years ago. Of course, the new one coming out soon.
Coming out in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah. 36 years ago.
You know, there was I have to do some searching around on this, but there was a great Pet Sounds documentary.
Ooh, I think I've seen that, Mark.
Years ago. Yeah,
or at least started it.
Right, right. Really good. I mean, you can see Brian Wilson's a strange dude.
Yes, he is, but talented.
If you go through the process of what he... You know, and he had, what the hell is the name of all the collaborators from the 1960s? There's a great documentary about that,
oh,
too.
The sound, I know who you're talking about. Come on, who is it, Fred?
I don't know.
There was a documentary on them, too.
Yeah, and that's why I'm
Alabama is Shoals, Muscle Shoals.
Muscle Shoals is something different.
Okay, I don't remember.
I'm going to come up
all
with
right, you
here.
Keep
there's
looking.
People, there's people that are yelling at the radio right
yes,
now.
Yes, there
I
are.
I can't think of the name of this. This is COVID brain right now. That's what I'm going to say.
There's going to be an animated Married with Children TV series. Were we waiting for it, Fred?
No.
Yeah,
Wrecking
I think
Crew.
So.
Gosh darn it, the Wrecking Crew. And the Wrecking Crew documentary is outstanding, and I do think that there is another Pet Sounds. I'd have to look for that, but I do think there's a Pet Sounds.
Wait, I'm writing down Wrecking Crew.
But the Wrecking Crew is a great documentary.
Okay, I might have to. Abby, did you ever watch Married with Children? Do you even know what it is?
I've never seen it. So,
yeah, you
zero
can't
confidence,
say.
I can't say.
Mark,
have you
did
heard of
you
Beach
watch
Boys?
It?
Oh, yeah, I watched it.
I know the Beach Boys.
Okay. Well, as we know,
Al Bundy.
Yes.
How can you not like Al Bundy?
Here is the thing. Think about this, Abby. Ed O'Neill was Al Bundy. He's the guy from Modern Family.
Modern
Does
Family.
That help
we,
you?
We used to say he's the guy from that show,
yeah,
right?
Which guy from Modern
the
Family?
The father.
The father with the French bulldog who's married to, what's her name?
Sophia.
I'm really helpful, yeah. Aren't I? Not?
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
All right, I got it.
Whew. This is what the thing is. All of the original cast would be back. Ed O'Neill, Katie Sagal, Christina Applegate, and even Bud are all on board to do it. There's no word on
Nobody
when it would air.
Bud's name, but he'll be back too.
It's David Faustino.
Oh, there it is. Yes. That's right. I do remember that.
That series aired for 10 years, 1987 to 97. It can be found on Hulu if you really want to see it. So we'll see what happens. By the way, Nielsen says we have watched over 4 trillion minutes worth of television between September 20th of last year and May 8th. That's crazy. Broadcasters and streamers analyzed were CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, Netflix, Hulu, the big ones. This doesn't even take into consideration HBO Max. Like, nothing like that. What do you think was the number one, how many minutes we have watched, service, streaming and or television? Fred.
Netflix.
You are correct.
Yeah,
1.33 trillion minutes. Number two, Reardon, can you guess?
Well, I guess I'd say Amazon.
No, CBS.
Oh, really?
Yes. And the big difference is Netflix, 1.33 trillion minutes, CBS, a second, but it's all the way down to 752.8 billion. I mean, there's a huge difference.
By the way, there was some encouraging news from Netflix, because remember we went through all this stuff with The Closer and Dave Chappelle and protests and
yes.
all these things, and Netflix was pretty good about that. They've just added an artistic expression policy to their company culture memo.
What does that mean?
Well, it's actually encouraging. It says, not everyone will like or agree with everything on our service. While every title is different, we approach them based on the same set of principles. We support the artistic expression of the creators we choose to work with. We program for a diversity of audiences and tastes. We let viewers decide what's appropriate for them versus having Netflix censor specific artists or voices. As employees, we support the principle that Netflix offers a diversity of stories, even if we find some titles counter to our own personal values. Depending on your role, you may need to work on titles you perceive to be harmful. If you'd find it hard to support our content breadth, Netflix.
Thank you, crowd.
Well,
I agree.
This is good, though. It says Netflix might not be the best place for you.
Yeah,
you
know, it go
I like
away.
That.
Who's
yes,
the
I
comedian that's on Fox a lot? I can't think of it. I've got a brain freeze right now. You've got
the
a piece of sound
that's
from
on
him.
Fox.
On he's on Fox
oh,
News.
Oh, Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon. He had some good things to say about that. I don't know if you have time. I can
I
sum it up. Okay.
Let's see here.
They know there is a massive sea change underway right now, and that society has overwhelmingly rejected woke, pandering content. They don't want it. If you notice, nobody applauded Disney when they tried to make the kids watch Peter Pan sexual, and nobody's coming around now for any of the Netflix grievance programming. Look at the subscriber drop. Look at the subscriber drop, number one. Number two, they also know it's just impossible to run a company this way.
Yeah.
You know, when you're totally, you know, beholden to the grievance movement within your company, which is always a tyranny of the minority, and they realize that they're spending a lot more time addressing internal political grievance than they are focusing on content.
Yeah, that's a problem. But I like the fact that they're issuing a statement like that, because I get concerned. And I do think that there's pushback and people are going to say, look, we're sick of this. And I think Netflix has reflected that with their numbers in that statement.
And a lot of these shows are on demand, so you have to demand it to hear it.
That's true. So the most watched things, Netflix number one, CBS number two, NBC, ABC, Fox, Disney Plus, Amazon Prime, Hulu, and Apple TV is the last one.
I don't think Disney Plus would have been higher.
Nope.
My question is, how are they determining
by
that?
Minutes? They can record
right,
how
but,
many minutes you
okay,
want.
But you say CBS is the number mm-hmm. two, right? Mm-hmm. Meaning what? That people are going on to the CBS
and watching
app?
That many. Well, it's streamers and broadcast.
Right, but I mean,
so
that,
it's
that
Nielsen.
Just means
Nielsen can keep track of how many minutes you watch. So they combine that with the streaming.
Okay,
and come
let me get specific with the question. The question okay. that means that includes things that are in our DVR.
Right.
Okay. That's not the way I look at streaming. You know what I mean? Streaming,
yeah,
for me...
Yeah, but that's broadcast, but they threw that in as well. But it's streaming and broadcast.
Right. Let's take broadcast out of it. I don't like that.
This is just viewing minutes. But that's what. But you can't take it out. That's what was involved in it.
But I don't like it. Let's take it out.
Okay. Let me get on to
it. I don't
like
the results.
Tell them. I'm sorry. Mark Reardon
does
not like the results.
Because I think that your question, it sounded like the question is the Fred says Netflix because I think most of us think Netflix. And I said Amazon because I was thinking streaming, not all this other nonsense.
Nope.
I just don't like the way they did it, Sue, basically.
Okay, fine.
And you've missed me this last week.
Well, of course, that's true. That is true.
Sue, do I need to defend you?
Please do, Fred. Okay. I'll let you know. And finally, well, I'm going to, do you want me to wrap her up?
You can do whatever you want.
One more.
You've been gone for a week. I've been gone. I don't really
care anymore. All right, good. There have been a series of damaged property complaints around Omaha, Nebraska recently. Mostly damaged fences and walls. Apparently, kids are mimicking the Kool-Aid Man and throwing themselves through structures on people's property.
Oh, yeah.
How did they know about the Kool-Aid Man?
We had commercials.
Abby said she knew. Oh, that kills me.
I saw Kool-Aid Man bursting through walls
you did.
As a kid. Yeah.
Okay, all right, good enough. Sure.
There's even Ring camera footage of a few teens bursting through a fence. Last week, sheriff's deputies were issuing criminal mischief citations to 9 kids who say they ran and jumped into fences in various neighborhoods around the county. It's the new thing. Fred, you could be a Kool-Aid Man around your neighborhood and see what happens. And finally,
it's the new viral Kool-Aid challenge.
Is Fred wearing pants and a giant Kool-Aid? Nope, just a giant Kool-Aid head. And today's random fact. Adult cats only meow at humans. Not other cats. Now, kittens meow to their mother, but once they get a little older, they no longer meow to other cats. True or false? But they say true.
Well, it's true.
Oh, yes? Come on, Abby.
See, Abby, come on. She's
what's,
the cat person
considered
in this room.
An adult cat, then? And I ask this as someone who has 3 adult cats, but 2 of them are probably only 15, 16 months, and they seem to meow at other things other than humans.
My cat's around the same age, and he only meows at us people.
I'm going to challenge that.
There
I'm challenging
we go.
That. I'm
go
challenging.
Andy,
I don't like
he
the Netflix
is an only
thing.
Pet.
I don't like that. I'm going to take issue with the Kool-Aid thing eventually. I don't like any of it.
Okay.
Just telling you that. Welcome back, Sue.
Thanks a million.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.